This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Rob Mills. I've done Idol, I've done Wicked, I've even done the Royal Daltons on Joy 94.9.
Now, there's someone who's been in bed with a few people, hasn't he?
Yes.
Gosh, Rob Mills.
Yeah, not us. We kept it all above board, didn't we?
But yeah.
All above the covers.
Pretty much.
As is this, isn't it? It is the embedproject.com.au. Do you want to have a little Google about that?
Yeah, check that out, because this is a very important, interesting, and a little bit different when we pull back the covers on this one.
Oh, yes. I like that.
This woman, whose name is Lisa White, yes, she was basically frustrated by the state of play with marriage equality.
That's right.
And a little inspired by John and Yoko's In Bed protest, she decided what she wanted to do was create a marriage equality bedding.
Mm.
So she's called it, I like this, In Bed with the Unwed. And basically, it's in the context of a bed. So all these, what she's doing is you get your photo taken in a bed where you can be singles, couplies, families, whoever, who all support marriage equality. She comes and takes a photo. She puts it on a blog, which then basically creates a huge pictorial protest.
Now, if you look at that inbedproject.com.au, then you'll notice there's loads and loads of pictures, as you've just mentioned.
You know,
there's people with their dogs, people with kids, whatever. Anyone that believes in that, which I, you know, I don't know, I was going to say something stupid like, well, you couldn't really be a mate of mine if you didn't believe in that. But there are people that probably don't.
Probably true.
But
we do.
We do.
And probably, I'm guessing, the vast majority of our listeners do.
If you don't,
send us an SMS, 0427 Joy949. Be interesting to have a variety of views.
Yet again, it's not whether you want to get married.
Yep.
It's whether you believe other people should be allowed
to. I don't want to get married.
I don't.
Don't have anything
to do. Valentine's is over. We're all right now.
Yeah, but
she came over to my house.
Yes.
And
the first time a woman
has
been in your bedroom.
Absolutely not.
While you've been in bed.
Of course not.
Oh, really?
Well, with the three of us in there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my Brits over there. The British mates were over. And we all got into bed together.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just put that on our Facebook wall.
Yeah, cool.
The Royal Daltons.
It's a very cool photo.
And I did one as Dolly as well.
Right. In bed with anyone or just you?
Well, I did one just as Dolly, and then I did one with Dolly on one half and me on the other half.
Seriously?
Yeah. So, obviously, I did one earlier with me lying there, and then did one with Dolly. So, I said, I've never done that. I've never been with Dolly, obviously.
Yes.
It's impossible.
And it's just incest.
Yeah. Well, we were just lying there. We're not having rumpy pumpy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Mm.
And so they'll be arriving.
Those ones, but you and I are going to get one.
We are going to do one, and one of the reasons that obviously because we believe in it, but I also thought it'd be nice for our because we've got our birthday coming up,
in a couple of weeks actually, about 5 years of the Royal Daltons.
Yep, so we're going to do that, but really, this is about getting the word out there.
Yeah,
if anybody else would like to do it, Lisa would love to come and visit you.
You really should, it's going to be so much fun. It's a good cause, and you get to have your photo taken by a professional photographer who is award-winning, no less.
Yeah, and more to the point, she's lovely, and it's just, you know, because you're inviting someone into where you live and that sort of thing. She's not obtrusive, and it's just, you know, as you mentioned, it's a great reason to do it.
Yeah.
And you end up with a nice picture.
Exactly. You know? Now, we were talking, because, as you say, there are loads of fantastic photos. Go to the website and check them out now.
Yeah, inbedproject.com.au.
And we thought that you and I, when we do it, maybe we want to do something a little bit different.
Yes, but what, Glenn, what?
Well, I don't know. So, we're throwing the doors open to our bedroom.
So to speak.
To the Joy listeners out there, we're going to get a photo taken in a bed. Now, it can be any bed. It doesn't have to be my bed or your bed.
Nope.
It can be any bed. If you've got any ideas about what we could do, we want to hear from you right now.
Yes. And we don't really win anything other than love.
Well, you might get to choose our bed photo.
Yes, and come, you know.
And we'll print you off one and send it to you in the mail.
If you really want that.
Yeah, if you want a photo of us in bed.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Chapel of Chapels, a Melbourne institution.
20 years.
And it's celebrating 20 years, and to tell us all about all of the history and also what is planned. Yes. Hello, Ibrahim.
Hello, guys. Thank you for having
me. Lovely to have you on. Well, because we invariably have someone who's doing a gig there nearly. I mean, it's not every week, but it's nearly
most
every week.
Weeks, it is, yeah. Because you always have such good stuff on there.
Yeah, we keep it diverse and happening.
Yes. Yeah. Do you know what? And that is it. You know, it is about that because it's a varied people that seem to do gigs there, isn't it?
Exactly. It's a melting pot. Of entertainment.
Yeah, yes. Which makes, you know, that I guess that's why it's doing well. We had, in fact, it was only last week in the Heights.
Yes.
It's opening this week.
Yeah.
It's a preview tonight.
Yeah. Tony Award winning musical.
Yes.
I've exciting. Seen. We had Loving Repeating on a couple of weeks ago.
It's beautiful.
That was an absolutely fantastic production.
Yeah.
But 20 years this year.
Now, let's go back. What was it like when it opened then? What was
95.
It? Yeah.
Well, I've been there for 8 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So before that, what I knew about it, it had a lot of independent works as well.
Okay.
And it was technically a church in 1858, would you believe, was opened.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And then over the years...
got the windows.
Yes.
Stained glass windows.
So it was an independent church, so it was open to everyone.
Right.
Like, you know, it didn't have any denomination.
It hasn't changed in that respect.
No, they'll let anyone in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got taken over by the city of Paran at that stage in the late 70s. And they used it as a community house for sporting events.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it used to be like a gym and table tennis and community access events. And yeah, and then
it's right near all that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tennis and the basketball courts and all that sort of stuff.
And the skateboard park.
Yeah, yeah. I'm often there.
Me too.
The Paran pool is right next door, which I frequent every summer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and then 1995, it was taken over as a theatre space.
Mm.
And then which was only the chapel. And then the loft, which was where
the adjacent room.
Yeah, the adjacent room was taken over in 2001.
All right.
And that was made into a theatre space back then as well.
Well, one of the things I love about Chapel is not only do you have a huge diversity of events and so on, but you've also been a big supporter of Joy. The Joy Trivia has been held there a number of occasions where the Royal Dons were victorious.
We've won there many times.
Yes, exactly.
Champions.
Yes, that's right.
We don't do it anymore.
So big supporters of Joy.
Definitely.
As well.
We love Joy FM and all the support you guys give to us is amazing and we just love you guys so much.
Well, now, what is going on in the week of celebrations then?
Well, we have a week jam packed.
When is it?
16th of March. Right. Actual birthday is on the 19th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the Thursday night.
Well, I like that style of having a week of celebration.
So we have a week. We're going to start off with, we've got this covered. It's a musical mashup featuring Andy Cook and Lauren Hunter. Andy Cook's in Strictly Ballroom.
Oh, he plays Wayne,
and
they're
in King Kong as well.
Oh,
they're
right.
Together in King Kong. So very they're doing popular. A musical mashup. And on a Wednesday night, we got Mama Alto doing her review over the... teaching some songs from the past 3 years, which she's done in many concerts.
And I guess, well, there's going to be something on every night. Is that the idea?
Every night there will be a party.
That's going to be a big week.
Yes, it's going to be a big week.
So I imagine it's as diverse as the catalogue normally is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every night will be different. There'll be dance, there'll be comedy, there'll be something for everyone.
Oh, I like
yes.
That's a great idea.
So this musical mashup, tell me a little bit about that. That spikes my interest.
Well, there's going to be some songs from Gershwin to Beyonce to Coldplay to old musicals, this, you know, revamp and rehash them into songs that they've come up with, like remakes. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. If you look at their chapel's website, Andy is rather attractive.
Well, that always helps as well.
Andy, the girl is, but I haven't remembered her name. She is amazing. I'm being silly, but there's something about Andy that's just a little bit better.
Brilliant.
And we're having a very special guest on Thursday night, Dolly Diamond.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of her.
She performed the first gig at Chapel.
Yes. Wow. Exactly. Amazing. But not in 1995, though.
No,
last year.
Now, and there's loads on all week, and I guess it's really about getting, because bearing in mind, you know, something like In the Heights is on for a run, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
These events are only on one night.
One night and all new shows. Yeah. So you're going to be you're seeing something that will be the first time you ever see it.
Yeah, yeah. That's very important.
That's the important thing that we're going to have. And we're going to have an open mic night on the Saturday as well. Mm-hmm. Show off at chapel. So you come along and have a sing song.
Yeah. I think they're more one-offs than all brand new, though, aren't they? Yeah. Yeah.
One-off shows, chapel off chapel, celebrate 20 years.
20 years.
Well,
chapel turns 20.
Brilliant. And we're glad. We're really happy about it because we're big supporters of each other. So that's the main thing, isn't it?
Love is always there.
It is always there.
Chapeloffchapel.com.au is a website. Thanks, Ibrahim.
Thank you so much, guys. Good. Love you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.